Most antibiotics target a specific pathogen and deliver the dosage in the gut, where it can sometimes do as much harm as good.
People who are on antibiotics for a long time, after they go off the antibiotic, their intestinal flora is so disrupted that Clostridium difficile takes over, produces a severe acute colitis, and has to be aggressively treated.
Paul Hoffman is a professor in the Division of Infectious Diseases in International Health.
Instead of attacking the protein, it attacks the mechanism of action of a vitamin cofactor.
Hoffman's drug is like cutting off the food supply of an invading army. In this case, it's vitamin B1.
The drug actually grabs a proton from this vitamin, and that causes inactivation.
It does not allow microbes to mutate and begin to resist the treatment.
Since this is a systemic, broad-spectrum therapeutic for targeting anaerobic bacteria, it's quite possible that the drug could be used to treat periodontal disease and also IBD, Crohn's, and colitis.
Just the beginning, because for the first time, they believe they have an antibiotic that can be administered indefinitely, that travels in the bloodstream and affects only the diseased areas, that resists rebound and strain mutation, and someday could combat everything from superbugs to many common infections.
It would be very sobering. I've got at least one other person on the planet that understands that if you can develop antibiotics that target the function of vitamins, it begins to change the game in developing new therapeutics that will overcome the superbugs.
Next step, more preclinical research with animals, then apply to the FDA for clinical trials in people. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.